This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on three newly implemented criminal laws. The participants are Mohan Singh Dabas, former Special Metropolitan Magistrate and former ACP Delhi Police, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 came into effect from today, ushering in a new era in India's criminal justice system. To discuss the need and significance of the new criminal laws, I am now joined by Mr. Mohan Singh Dabas, former ACP Delhi Police. Mr. Dabas, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Dabas, the three new criminal laws have replaced existing legislations, that is the Indian Penal Code, Code of Criminal Procedure and the Indian Evidence Act. Now, these laws were an inheritance of the colonial era. Would you agree that there was an urgent need to have laws made by Indians for Indians and a system created by the Indian Parliament, as to quote Home Minister Amit Shah?
It was necessary because IPC and Indian Evidence Act, they are old more than 150 years. CRPC also more than 50 years old. At that time, there was no technology. Evolvement of technology, number one, and particularly, I will talk about Evidence Act. It had so many words like Crown Prince, British India, and it was excluding the name of some state, and that was necessary to remove because already we are democratic independent nation since long. So it was the need of the time also because of the evolvement of science, technological science, communications, that was necessary for fast and accurate justice.
So what are the major highlights of three new criminal laws and how are these different from the earlier laws?
Yes, ma'am.
Specifically, if you want to highlight some very important points,
yes,
provisions.
Ma'am. Yes. Number one, now FIR can be, anybody does not need to go to the police station physically, and anyone from his phone, from his laptop can send a complaint through WhatsApp, through Snapchat, so many things, social media through, to the concerned SHO or concerned DCP. And that will be entered into a special register, that is, sometimes it is a DD entry register or any new register can be made, and that will be on record. But for that, the complainant must go there and sign the same that it becomes effective. And sometimes all the investigation of the police now is under the watch of videography. For example, we used to make seizure memos of searching some documents, searching some places, then all the videography of that will be sent to the magistrate concerned within 24 hours. For example, rape victim, there used to be too much delay in medical report of the rape victims. Now it has been made compulsory that within 7 days, the report must be sent to the police and the court. Before that, there was no time limit.
There is also zero FIR, the concept of zero FIR.
Concept of zero FIR is that there is no constraint of jurisdiction. Anywhere you can make a complaint, anywhere, that will be recorded and it will be further transferred to the, if jurisdiction is traced, that this happened in Jammu, then that can be transferred to Jammu. There were so many guidelines from the Honorable Supreme Court of India on the investigation and arrest, Arnesh Kumar judgment and D.K. Basu judgment, these were being followed. Now they have been inserted in the Act. Otherwise they were added in the IPC, but now already they have been the part of the law.
And there is also, I was reading somewhere that it's a victim-centric approach, and under the new laws, victims will receive a free copy of the FIR and have the right to inform a chosen person of their situation upon arrest. So this also ensures immediate support and transparency in legal proceedings.
Earlier, there was some restriction that FIR copy will not be given to anybody. Now, due to some rulings of Supreme Court, the government has already started uploading the FIR and anybody can see, except some sensitive FIR, they were made on. Earlier, it was for the complainant. Now, it has been complainant oblique victim. Free copy will be given to them. Earlier, there was no time limit for filing the charge sheet. Now, it has been made compulsory that 180 days, within 180 days, you have to file the charge sheet.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it will become defunct. The magistrate will take cognizance of the matter, of the offence, within 14 days. Otherwise, I have seen the cases, 2-3 years you have to pass for taking cognizance of the matter. Trial will start within 120 days. And if the accused is agreed for plea bargaining within 30 days, then he will be given some relief. His punishment will be lessened.
Now, there is a new chapter in the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita on crimes against women and children. And there is a definition of gender. It now includes transgender. So clearly there is a distinct effort to ensure that the BNS, BNSS and the BSC reflect gender sensitivity as well as present social realities and crimes. There's also, in fact, mob lynching has been defined now as a crime.
Earlier, word used to be male, female. Now only it has been only word will be used for child, male, female or transgender, it will be used person. Now only one word will be used for any, if he is a child, if he is a female, if he is a male or is a transgender, everyone will be called as person.
But what about, you know, because like I said, this is new chapter on crimes against women and children. So a lot of emphasis has been given on that, which is clearly, like I said, reflects the need of the hour that the crimes against women and children are unfortunately on the increase. And so the new laws are reflecting.
Some improvement was already made after the incident of Nirbhaya's case in 2013. Some sections were added in 354. Earlier only there used to be only 354, and that is outraging the modesty of women. After that, 354A, B, C, D were added. Now it has been made compulsory for videography of the recording of evidence. So it is not necessary for the female victim to go to the court in person. Her evidence can be recorded through audio video. Or particularly, judge will also be a female. Mm-hmm. If something happens, there is no available law, then when her statement is recorded, then a female will be accompanying the female.
And in fact, the punishment has also been made stringent, you know. Death punishment has also introduced in such cases.
Already some improvement was made in the Juvenile Justice Board for the juvenile crime. Now it has been more favorable for the women and compensation has also been given.
So under the new laws, there are provisions including fixed timelines for investigation, trial and delivery of justice. How relevant are such provisions in ensuring an expeditious trial and delivery of justice?
Earlier there was no time limit to finish the trial. Judges used to transfer, next will be coming, sometimes judge is not there, sometimes prosecutor is not there, sometimes witness is not there, sometimes IO is not there. So there used to be date and date and date. Now it has been confirmed that trial must start within 120 days. And judgment, if after trial is complete, judgment must be delivered within 30 days. Otherwise you used to say trial is complete, victim statement recorded and there was no time limit. And now, after when all witnesses are recorded, then within 30 days, he has to finish the trial and judgment has to be there.
And don't you think, you know, this kind of a provision where a fixed timeline is there for different aspects of the investigative process, that will also, you know, number of pending cases that are pending in courts, that will also, you know, be a big boon and it will reduce those number of cases in the courts.
Yes, certainly this will do because this is time bar cases. Otherwise, acquitted will be acquitted. They will get benefit of it. Otherwise also...
Because we have lakhs and lakhs of under trials right now, you know what's...
Yes, earlier there was judgment of Arnesh Kumar for which section 41A was added in the CRPC. In that section, there was a provision that if the punishment in any offense is less than 7 years, then it is the discretion of the IO. If the accused is cooperative and he is given a notice of appearance, he comes, he complies, he answers, and you send him twice notice, thrice notice, he comes, he cooperates, then there is no need to arrest him. Arresting is a very big thing because so many papers are used, so many things happen after arrest memo is made, and it was that you file the charge sheet without arrest. It was the discretion of the court. Court also used to say that when police has not taken into custody, why we take into custody? Yes. Now some improvement has been made here also. Now that judgment has been incorporated in the act.
New laws.
And one more added. That if the punishment is 1 to 3 years, petty offences are there, then it is compulsory that IO must take the permission from the DSP, at least the DSP, and if he says that arrest him, otherwise, you know, this so many arrests will be avoided, so many documentation will be avoided.
The new laws focus on the use of technology, including online registration of police complaints, summonses through electronic media, and mandatory videography of crime scenes, which you mentioned earlier. So in fact, one of the first instances under the new laws, a policeman in New Delhi shot a video last night using the e-Praman app and filed an FIR. So the emphasis is clearly to have a modern justice system in keeping with the time.
Now everything is electronic communication is so much developed now. So many apps, they are developing so many apps for this NCRB and BPRND they are doing. and everything will be connected with the net. No need to make hard copies, to collect so much papers. And the best is, I earlier told that if I am the investigating officer, I need a witness. My witness is sitting in Calcutta. Otherwise, I will go there. Otherwise, he will come there for recording the statement. Now, it can be done on the videography and that can be recorded. And even the statement of witness, who had to come to travel to Delhi and from Patna, and he came to that the court is urgent today because the judge is on leave, PP is on leave. So now that can be done from there. And court also, they can only two adjournment are allowed.
But with the use of technology, there's also not just the introduction of technology in the investigative process, but there is also need for proper training of the law enforcement personnel. So as a former ASP, how challenging is this task and what is needs to be done to tackle it?
It will take time. We will be learning from the mistakes and daily some improvement will be made because now everybody has to be connected with each other. That is a thing that has to be made effective, and certainly it will slowly every mistake will be, every something wrong goes, that will be recovered and that will be done.
The use of technology, as we said, that you know, it will increase the demand for forensic experts as well. Now, given this requirement, how relevant is the creation of National Forensic Science Universities, as was announced by Home Minister Amit Shah? Because if you need people who are technologically trained, who have knowledge of the forensic science, you need to train them also. So there is clearly a need to educate them as well.
For every district, at least there will be a mobile forensic lab. You can count so many count. And if we make three shifts, so at least 6 person will be deployed on one vehicle, on one mobile. So you have to procure the mobile vehicle for instruments and the personnel. Because at least 2 person has to be there to attend any call of any heinous crime. And that is compulsory also. Those the boys who will be trained, get training there, they will be available for employment and for deployment also.
Now, there is a section of people who believe that powers given to law enforcement agencies under the new laws may be misused because they feel that, you know, a lot of powers have been given to law enforcement agencies. What's your view on that?
Now, the new law has been made of officer-oriented. Responsibility has been fixed at least on DSP because involvement of senior officers there, so I don't think there will be any misuse.
And you believe that the new laws are more victim-centric and not just punishment-centric? As was the earlier case.
Yes, they are victim-friendly. For example, for any woman, any crime of sexual offences, she need not to go to the police station, she need not to go to the court. Her treatment can be recorded on audio videography, and there is a provision of compensation also. So that is victim-friendly. And the big argument for a woman was to go and depose in the court. That was a very big challenge and nobody feel it comfortable. So now she can record her statement on the videography, not in front of the accused.
So that brings me to my last question. Most people hesitate in approaching law enforcement agencies because of the intricacies and a general ignorance of the law. So what would you say to them about so far as the new criminal laws are concerned?
There is no need to be afraid. Now there has been provision that way. You cannot call the children under 15 years, women and people above 60 years of age and some disabled person, handicapped person, they need not to go to the police. And police will come to meet them to record their statement and for any other thing. So all points are good here.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Mr. Nibas.
You were listening to a discussion on three newly implemented criminal laws. The participants were Mohan Singh Dabas, former Special Metropolitan Magistrate and former ACP Delhi Police, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on Air Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.